This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State's group affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. Mike O'Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status within China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months, I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the umbrella movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
A Spanish humanitarian group rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100 mostly African migrants aboard a charity rescue ship, saying it was too dangerous to sail that far. The migrants were picked up by the open arms boat off the coast of Libya, but have been stranded off the shores of Italy for 2 weeks. This is VOA News. Sudan's pro-democracy movements signed a final